The Autry, a sprawling complex in Griffith Park, was founded by singing cowboy star Gene Autry and is still supported by his widow Jackie. Since their merger with the Southwest Museum in 2003, the mission has changed. Cowboys and Indians are given equal emphasis as part of a more expansive history of the West. In fact, the recently elected chairman of the board is Native American Marshall McKay.
I'm from the Yochidihi Wintu Nation, and we're located in Northern California, in between San Francisco and Sacramento. And a good landmark would be Davis, California.
And tell me about your association with the Autry. Why did you want to become more involved?
The Autry, to me, was a fascinating institution simply because its mission was to express the West. And when I first got affiliated with them, I thought that was a great way to integrate a Native American story with the story of Los Angeles, Southern California, and all of the tribes that are in California.
The Autry has been a museum of Western art, and you'll be representing the Native American point of view and the Native American peoples.
My vision is that there'll be a perception change for Native Americans. There'll also be a perception change for Native American art. And the collections that are housed in the Southwest collection here is an immense amount of documented pieces that haven't been exposed. And I think with their exposure, we're going to see a great deal of enthusiasm coming from the tribes to see these exhibits and to see these artifacts.
I wondered if you've ever found any resistance to the idea of the Southwest Collection being integrated with the Autry, or do you find any resistance among Native Americans to being associated with the Autry, or is that just an old-fashioned story of cowboys versus Indians?
No, I think there is some actual fact to the resistance with the name Autry, and in the past with the museum being focused on Gene Autry, but with the West as an integration, now we can bring these artifacts back out and definitely make a marriage between the West and how Native Americans were involved in the West and how we are continuing to evolve in the West. So I believe it's going to be a fascinating experience bringing out the Southwest collection, and it'll also bring the interest of other tribal leaders and tribal members here to see that collection.
I wondered how much the average Native American really knows about his own culture.
I think there is a fundamental lack, especially with contemporary Native Americans. A lot of the work we're doing now is focused on business. It's focused on different types of cultural aspects, rejuvenation of language, those kinds of things that will encompass a renaissance of our culture. But we'll need a place to start, ground zero, if you will, some place where we can come together and see the past and integrate it with the future.
Chairman McKay's tribe sponsored the current exhibition at the Autry, The Art of Native American Basketry, A Living Tradition. It was organized by Southwest Museum Director Stephen Carr.
The basket exhibition is comprised wholly and solely of pieces from the Southwest Museum of the American Indian Collection here at the Autry National Center, and it is arguably the foundational collection within our institution. It is nearly 14,000 cataloged items and is the single largest collection of American Indian basketry in the world. The baskets that are in the exhibit are a small representative number.
Now, you told me about going to the tribes and asking them to pick out the basket technique that meant the most to them. Could you explain how that worked?
We went immediately out to Indian country to seek the advice from friends of ours who live at various reservations and communities throughout the country, but all of whom are basket weavers. It was important that we worked with artists who continue to participate in this age-old artistic expression. So we got on the phone, emailed, and came up with 14 people, again, 14 basket weavers, all of whom are known artists in their own right. And every basket that is in the exhibition was chosen by the consultants themselves. They were, the anthropological term is from culture areas. That's how we kind of designate a shared group of cultural attributes that define where certain tribes are located geographically. And each individual was from a particular geographic region and chose baskets either from their culture or from cultures about which they are familiar. And that's what makes it a unique show in some respects, that we weren't really the Autry Southwest. We weren't so much the curators as much as we were the facilitators of this exhibition.
And there is more good news for lovers of Native American arts. Margaret A. Cargill, a La Jolla resident who passed away in 2006, left a bequest of some $4 billion to a foundation for the benefit of Native American arts and culture. The Southwest Museum at the Autry Center should be a likely candidate for such support. For more information, go to theautry.org. For Arts Alive, I'm Hunter Drohoyoska-Phillips.